was probably what he wrote. I think part of the morning that the environment is improved to admit a home is for obvious reasons. The trouble is in the business. I want to be able to come back home from the dangerous risk. My goal is to prepare the market base to react to the large creator is pretty small. And so it's really dangerous what they were doing before I was hoping they would make it home safely. But on Friday morning, as I said, the goal of secondary interest in your slave arrival. Because I intended wrestling with the text that I initially planned to read all week, and Friday morning, I know what you're there to have, which is not a situation I like to be in. On Friday morning, I like to get a little more happy, just a little more roundabout than I did. So, I knew I was going to be up Friday morning, and you're not thinking that I'm trying to follow my life. Moment where something happened where someone did something or didn't do something, someone said something or didn't say something, someone thought something that risked you. Now, arriving with our God, God said, yes, God has an answer. I want that in my book. I want you to spend time with God and I know that you have it. Some of you are just getting started. Some of you are curious about what you have wrote. And most of the time, I know you know, the Bible says just a personal marriage really rocks. That rocks is genuine. But the writer's intention is actually not God's plan about that. Because on that, God's thrill to take the writer's own ideas, their own language, his own experiences, his own thoughts, his own notions of the consideration, and he uses it in his own words. Because that is not a God, a collaborator. Just look at what we have to saw in the first 6 days. He's in control of everything, and he's creating everything. One day is go, but on day six, it becomes a team, it becomes a collaboration. It's not just, I'm up here, and you're down there, and you're going to do something. Actually, that's not really. It's not really the place at all. God has created this for you. He wants to have in your garden. And so this is for you. He chose him to create him. And he says, I want your words. I want to hear your thoughts. That's me. I'm going to do that. That's you. I'll refuse to be able to work him. And that's him. Just whatever God said, that's what they were. But it's real God. Or as we can do. And then the talk mentioned in the Post of Ministers is great example of God in the world. And in our lives, the new platform, new knowledge, what he was working on, what he was thinking on this, when he was doing, when he entered that movie, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, he wrote, in as much as many have been in the creation of my own account of the big drama, well, let's guess that for 10,000 bucks, but this is from the beginning where I don't think this is just for the word, it's been written for me as well. Investigated everything directly from the beginning. This is the right now for you. You can check your order. Let's go to the doctor. So then, you may know that you have to prove that all the things that you've been taught. We want to do that. We all say, yes! I have this time. I want that to be my book. God can take over Luke's mind and body and profiteer the gospel of Luke. But from Luke's words, they come from his research and his effort and his mind. But somehow, the way you can't comprehend it also appears words. And they align with the heart of God. God looks like what you speak, what is working on, and how Luke was expressing it, it's how it's happening. We've got a thrill before we can do it. You did yes. Yes, God has that one. I won't have to do it. I don't understand what they're doing, but it's all
all of how that process of knowing and being familiar with more of those words. So we can close the period of that meeting, even that way. Really, why is that important? We love it. Thank you. Mary is to us as evidence. Mary is to us for our attendance. Perhaps you are a screw in writing the questions. And also, as you are asked, the whole truth, each one of them, all four of them, has answered the question. As it applies to the model of that children, three of you do. That's his vote as Lisa and Matthew's vote, that's only the one, and the other two. And so, the children asked that each of them do either way, rather than ask their sisters, what should do the way? From their sister, they might have for their children, or for the next generation forward, that would be happy then. And that is our exception. But the last part of the Greek Bible's answer is the part that really struck me. He says, quote, I know that this is given you something that you may be able to put in your pocket or in your heart or mind that you keep with you. But it's not that we want you to see and hold with pride as a failure. And I think in that, it means not only that. But instead, it's not that we want you to see and hold with pride as a failure. It's because we want you to take things and build a vocabulary to explain the world to us. What is the ability to take from Mary to get to love that love space? And I can't help but create a reference of our Father. What we might have had in the garden. And then, I don't just want you to see what I'm I want you to be and I want you to build vocabulary to explain the world. I want you to know what you have to say. And is that a lot to be continuous? Hold that. Why a writer like John the Fifth Jesus? It's not what he was doing. He showed the word logos, or the word to try Jesus. In the beginning was the word. He's been talking to us about the Jesus. Now we understand who Jesus is. He didn't just God's vocabulary in the beginning. We don't have his vocabulary here in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. And in order to give God when the Word was God, he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being as well as God is in the beginning. In him was life, and the life was the light of the heavens. Three times in the prayer, in the Lord's Supper meditation, what we all have to walk around the world as we did in Margaret when we did it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness is not comprehended. Jesus is greater than mere words. He's not just words. These guys want to use vocabulary they know what to do. There is never a moment where Jesus fails to illuminate the world against the dark backdrop of his own darkness. Never. There is never a moment that Jesus' entire life where Jesus didn't say, if you see me, you're seeing the Father. In the whole life of Jesus, there was never a moment where the Father could say, yes, drop that down. I want that in my book. In fact, in the old words, John tells us that I'll use my own words to give you God's words. But when it came to Jesus, God left so much on the heavenly floor compared to what came to Jesus. The whole world couldn't contain it that he brought to us. In that extraordinary mercy, God only gave us the bare minimum. God only gave us this library so that it wouldn't be crushed by the sound of paper that we take and relate everything about his son. Jesus is God's vocabulary to explain to the world, for Jesus is God in his own words. And to you who have realized, and who are evermore, each day of your life realizing, you who are trying every day to walk in his steps, and again, you are to your glory, God's protector. You who are from our glory, you are explaining the world. For those who haven't realized it yet, this is why Jesus has to be so much. It's why this every word illuminates all of the dark corners of your life in the best. And those uncomfortable things. God is one. God is one. The one who is Jesus. The one who is Jesus. It's so much. God invites you to write his story. It will go as you want it to go. It will reach how you want it to be. God says, come and don't let us see. Come and bring your vocabulary to work with me. Thank you.